Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
With your host,
Dish Hugger,
and Butter Pecan. Yeah, I'm back. I'm beating it.
Right, and you came back.
Sick with
ow!
The microphone.
One whole time.
You came there with the microphone. Oh, sorry.
The air.
Didn't mean to do it.
All right.
You, and I came back what?
You came back just in time.
For what?
Oh, big, huge announcement. The
what?
First.
No, did you win? Was that your announcement that you won?
No, that's
oh.
not mine.
Your bracket? Oh.
No,
I'm not
winning any bracket. I'm in second place.
No, that's not.
Yeah, you're not going next.
What's the big announcement?
We got a special guest tonight.
What's the guest?
Kim Jones. She's going to read.
Psychic tarot card reader. So if you want your cards read on the air, give us a shout out at
646-929-2037.
And send your topics, emails, comments, whatever, to
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Make sure that if you want to stay connected with us while you're out there in the big blue yonder, just text the word
smooth drama to the number
4141 from your mobile device.
All your mobile devices.
All your mobile devices.
We want to touch you on all your mobile devices.
All your mobile devices.
Yes.
And if you know of anybody that wants to be on the show, or you think of anybody that should be on the show, send that info to us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And as always, we are taking submissions because we like playing indie music. So if you're good, you can send it to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
If you're not, we're going to talk about you.
Yeah, or you can just throw it to spam.
Yeah. You know, and I think, isn't Vic still waiting on them thong shots?
I am waiting.
Have you gotten any of them yet?
We have not gotten any thong shots.
None?
Zero.
Oh, my God.
It is a shame. I'm hurt.
He's hurt. He's been asking for those for over 8 months. In
no.
8 months, you know that?
It hurts me, so.
That no one wants to send him some thong shots.
What's the world coming to?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. But the big announcement.
Oh, no.
Huge announcement.
That's
something that, I mean, it took Butter to come back for this to even come out.
What?
Ricky Martin came out and said he's gay. Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Right.
I was like, wow.
Right.
Ricky Martin's gay?
That's a big announcement.
That's huge. Dude, do you know how long that just been sitting out there?
This is his boyfriend.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm like, I didn't even. I'm like.
That's like when, what's his name? George Michael came out and said he was gay.
It's
as
like,
if we didn't know.
Oh, everybody knew you was gay, but
what a big fucking surprise.
Right. It was like,
it wasn't.
Come on.
It's like it coming out that you're not gay.
Right. It's like, you know.
Is that a big announcement?
Yeah. Well, I guess for Ricky Martin it would be.
Well, for you.
But it's like, yeah, I'm serving you.
I just don't get it. Why didn't he come out and say it?
I have no.
The wall closing in on him?
Yeah, I think he's doing a book.
A book?
Yeah, he's writing his memoirs.
So it's going to come out that he's gay.
Yeah.
That he's in the closet for how long?
Mm.
How long has he been around?
That's a big ass closet.
Yeah.
He's been around
for a while.
What is that? Living La Vida Loca? That was.
Yeah. And what was that other song that he did?
I just know that it was like, okay.
See, everybody knew he was gay.
Yeah, everybody knew.
That was no big deal.
Yeah.
Was it a big deal for you?
No.
Were you shocked?
I was like, yeah, dude, you're 10 years
too late. Okay.
We kind of knew you was gay when you was doing Menudo.
There we go, that Menudo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to go there. What I wanted to talk about was something even deeper than that. You know, speaking of craziness. You know, Japan. You know, Japan is on that other level. And I'm sure there's the other level of the game. Japan has a virtual video game where it starts off with a teenage girl on the subway, and then it ends up with you raping her.
What?
Yes.
What are we teaching our children?
The name of the game is Rape Lay. It allows you to corner her and rape her and rape them again and again. The game also allows you to even impregnate a girl.
How do you win?
And to urge her to have an abortion.
How do you win?
And the reason behind your assault is that the teenage girl has accused you of molesting her on the train. So, the motive is revenge.
And how do you win?
You get your revenge by raping her. And you can also rape
now,
her friend.
Now, are there obstacles that you have to go through to get to her?
Basically, she's standing on the subway. You push her on the train, and you can rape her.
But I don't see what the challenge is for that.
There's no challenge.
Is this the number one seller or something in Japan?
It's one of their newest games, supposedly.
Is it
in
a
Japan.
High seller?
Yeah.
Really? Is it making millions? Who is making this game? I think we should boycott them.
They don't say, but it's.
Oh, really? If we did a little bit more research, we could find out what happened.
You'd have to virally.
Something happened.
Well, it's in Japan.
So, we got our arms in Japan too. We can reach out to Japan.
No, the government won't even stop it.
But we can boycott it.
Okay. But you can't boycott viral downloads.
Oh, it's a game. Oh.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it, don't you?
Not if you download it off the internet.
So it's free. Someone's offering this for free.
Pretty much.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So why isn't the government stopping it?
What good
do they see coming of this?
Well, it's a hentai game, and because they believe in freedom of speech and expression.
Yes, but violence?
It's virtual violence.
Yeah. What are you teaching your children? Your children can download this. I wouldn't want my child to do this.
Yeah, I think it's pretty
sad.
In
Japan, huh?
Yeah, in Japan.
Wow.
So take Japan off your bucket list.
My bucket. I don't have a bucket.
Yeah. Well, you know that place you wanted to go visit, whatnot.
No, I don't want to see those people.
Yeah, they.
I don't want to go hang out with other people.
Oh wow! Why are you hanging out with the people?
Hey, I was hating on them. I just didn't want to hang out with them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they have hundreds of these games, actually.
That's true. There's hundreds of little people.
Well, there's actually millions of little people there.
Hundreds of these types of games?
Yeah.
Dang, are they all made by the same company?
Yeah, they are.
I would like to know what their reasoning is behind them. Who came up with that idea? You got to be shocked.
Well, I'm sitting up there like, I mean, and that's the thing. Who comes up with a game like
this?
Don't they have testers that do that too? I mean, no, think about sitting in the boardroom like, I've got a great idea for a game. We get on the subway and we rape.
It had to come out. You know, it makes me wonder, you know, like these authors that write horror books, like Stephen King, he's got like, you know, that imagination. These people that create these games, it's just their imagination is just What?
Why are you hating on imagination?
I'm not hating on. It's the warped imagination that I'm hating on. The warp. You have a warped imagination?
Not really.
Are you admitting that you have a warped
imagination? I have an imagination.
I know you have an imagination. I don't think it's warped.
I've seen
some of the things that you've done. They're not warped.
Maybe arced a little bit.
I think you're gifted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think you're gifted too.
Well, thank you. I know I'm
That's
gifted.
That's special.
Special.
Now, I mean, you know, we don't get away from the virtual.
Yeah,
virtual going crazy. You know how we always talk about Mexico and whatnot.
Yeah, we talk about Florida.
Yeah, but we talk about Mexico. You know, right now, Mexico is the crazy place. And, well, I'm just saying that, you know, Mexico, there's a U.S. advisor going to go to Mexico.
No, nothing.
But guess what? Guess what they have in Mexico that we do not have here?
I'm sure there's a lot of things in Mexico that they have.
Yeah.
But
this one
is talking about something
extra special.
What's that?
They have the House of the Setting Sun.
What's that?
It is called Casa
House
Xochiquetzal.
Your Spanish sucks.
Yeah, my Spanish is awful. Anyway, and it means the House of the Beautiful Flowers.
Mm.
It is a retirement home for older prostitutes in Tito, Mexico.
There's a home.
There's a retirement home for old
prostitutes. Wait, how do you retire?
What? The house has a minimum age requirement of 60.
Ooh, can you, So are there prostitutes out there that are 58, 59 years old?
You're not ready.
What?
You can't get in.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is there a union for these prostitutes?
Well, it's not a union, but it's a place. I mean, and I look at that, it's like, see, Mexico, you got to look at Mexico in a new light. Because remember, we reported last year, Mexico City and other places, they
Viagra.
Put you Viagra and Cialis. When
for
you
free.
Get, for free. When
and
you get
your age, yeah.
And now you look at it, they take care of their homes too.
Yeah, they take care of their homes.
I mean, can you find that? Is there a rest haven for homes anywhere else?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Right. Prostitutes.
But who pays for that?
I'm gonna guess that they pay the owners.
No, but who is paying? Who's paying for it?
They don't bring that out.
Is there a sponsor?
I'm gonna assume that there's a sponsor.
I know their pimp doesn't do it.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
But if you look at it, I mean, one, it's a decent thing to do, first and foremost.
To take care of the hoes?
Take care of the hoes. And on top of that, think of it like this. If you need to train somebody, you can bring them to the rest haven, the House of the Beautiful Flowers, and they'll give them all the tips that they
Where
need.
Where is this at, Mexico?
Oh, it's in Tepito, Mexico.
Not the phone. If Dick just backhands me, and I start, like, wailing on with the microphone.
Why are you trying to make me into a woman?
Turn off your computer. Because it'll be ugly. It won't be pretty.
Yeah, I'll be better trying to make me into a woman. See, I'm trying to talk about the positivity. Mexico.
I'm beating them up with a microphone.
Can we get some of this in the United States?
Yeah, we start a petition.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, remember, just health care alone, folks is out there shooting at senators and whatnot. But in Mexico, they have a retirement home for prostitutes. Now, who's civilized? I'm 60, I can get Viagra for free.
Do you honestly think you're going to need Viagra when you're 60?
The point is, I can get it for free.
In Mexico. You can go to Mexico and get it.
Yeah.
Do you honestly think that you're going to need it at 60?
I hope not.
Okay.
I'm just saying. The fact that they take care of their elderly. Do we take care of ours like that?
You don't want to answer the question.
Whatever. You know what? I'm trying not to.
He's trying not to snip you off
on the air. Why are you pushing me?
Okay.
You know, I welcome you back and shit, and what happened? You like, oh.
Did you think things were going to change?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you physically assault me, and you're mentally assaulting me. I don't appreciate
mentally
that.
Assaulting.
Mentally assaulting me?
Are you hurt?
Yeah, you're cutting me really, really deep. I'm talking about prostitutes.
Dick is so sensitive.
Yes, dick is
sensitive.
All up in here. It's all up in here.
I have not met the dick. It's so sensitive.
No. Yeah. Wow.
Why are we calling our guest?
We gonna take a station identification break so I can calm down and not choke.
He's gonna choke and I'm gonna beat him up with the microphone. Yeah, turn off the computer.
Together you gotta move.
That was a short identification.
Yes.
I think it was long enough.
Size doesn't matter. Okay. The most. A limb is.
What did you say?
A limb. You talking about the length of the drop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of the station identification break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, I'm going to put you in this damn video mode. I'm going to get you raped on the platform over and over.
To get revenge?
Yes.
No, why did you want me to?
You know revenge on you.
No, what's not like, what's the name? A mystic vision link.
Yes. We're about
vision
to
link.
Give her a call.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
Will you hold that?
Give her a call. Yes.
Her name?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Where's my...
What's wrong with you? You got issues. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. You're going to get a read. You're going to get a read, and it's not going to be good.
How do you know? Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I want to add her to our conference.
You do. Wow, you are so smart. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
It's been a while.
You can hold on or anything.
Why not? Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
I was trying to add her to the conference.
Yeah. There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Smooth Drama.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are you this evening?
Well, I'm great. How are you guys doing? I was listening to your chat. I love Mexico. I think I have Mexican past life.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they treat you good if you're older.
If you're old.
Yeah.
They have great love of family in the Mexican culture, and they do treat older people well.
I don't know. In between 20 and 58.
Yeah.
He might have some problems on the street, but other than that, nah. So, you're a tarot card reader. What made you get into tarot card reading?
Well, I just got into it in my 30s, and I was very accurate, and before I knew it, I was making money at it, and I used to be in food service, and I would rather help people with their problems than ask them if they want fries with that, you know?
Yes,
that's a good question.
I want fries.
All
right, so, I mean, I'm curious about it, and I know there's a few people out there who are curious, and they wonder, because a lot of people think of it as like devil worshiping, old mysticism.
Or evil.
Yeah. What is the tarot card reading, and what is the meaning of it?
Well, that is a tough one, because for people with certain beliefs that they think it's evil, I don't think so. I think that if we're given gifts, then they must come from somewhere, and if we're given gifts to help other people, that must come from somewhere and maybe not such a bad place. Tarot cards are an ancient form of divination, just like astrology and numerology and a lot of different psychic tools. Basically, they're a tool that knocks my psychic ability. I look at them and they just kind of give me the answer.
Okay, so...
How's that?
That's a good explanation, but could you explain what divination is?
Well, to divine something, like in ancient times, in ancient Greek times, people would go to an oracle or go to somebody who had a mystic answer or a bigger answer to what they were looking for. And people have been doing that basically since the dawn of time.
Okay. So before you did the cards, how were you able to channel your gifts?
I meditate, I get in touch with the universe, and I don't know. I don't think there's a rational explanation for it. I think everyone has some psychic ability. For instance, have you ever known who was calling when the phone rang? I mean, before you look at the caller ID.
Yes.
Have you ever felt someone's eyes looking at you?
Yeah, but that's selfish.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel someone's eyes? You know, it's just something that happens, and everyone has a little bit of the gift. And people think that it's some big smack on the forehead, like on Medium or the Ghost Whisperer or something, but it really happens on a more subtle level. And I've attuned myself to just pay attention to that.
Well, I mean, I know that's true. I mean, because obviously when you feel somebody staring at you, you always turn that way, like, what? Why are you looking at me?
And what's your explanation for how that happened?
I guess that would be your psychic energy.
Right, exactly. We feel each other's energy. We're all connected.
Yeah, I know I'm only using like 2% of mine.
Well, I teach classes in that. If you go to my website, matter of fact, I have a psychic development class coming up in April.
Oh, you got a psychic development class? I can use
mm-hmm.
it. So,
yeah, I teach in my house here in Claremont in San Diego.
So what exactly would psychic development entail?
Well, we would use tools, use what they call a pendulum that works with energy. We do psychometry, hold an object, and learn to read the energy from the object. And just basically learn how to quiet your mind and be aware of what's around you that, you know, isn't obvious to the five senses.
Okay.
Who taught you how to do tarot cards?
I do tarot cards. I use, those are a tool. Most psychics use some kind of tool. Astrology, numerology, you know, but for me, tarot cards just work. They're my tool.
Okay. All right. So one of our bloggers wants to know what are the costs?
Oh, what are the costs? In my office, or I charge $25 for 15 minutes or $50 for a half an hour.
Okay. And
so I give a lot of information in that time.
Well, how about the class?
The class is $99, but it's 6 weeks, two hours every week. So you get to go home and practice what we talk about and then come back, and people just really shock themselves with what they can do. Because you don't think of yourself as psychic, but you are.
Where can we find out more information about the classes?
It's my website, mysticvisionslink.com. If you send me an email, I'll send you the information.
Okay.
That's mysticvisionslink.com.
Mystic, like the word mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-C, visions, plural, link.com. I think you have it on your website also.
Okay.
So people can see it. If they're interested.
Yeah. I'd actually like to observe something like that. You know, it would be interesting. My mind is open. See if I can tap into my 2% and double it to 4.
I bet you could quadruple it, at least to 12.
All right, I'm down.
At least to 12.
All you have to know is what to pay attention to.
All right.
And I've taught hundreds of people, and I've done thousands and thousands of readings. So I know what I know based on my own experience and the feedback that I get from people that really like my readings.
So do you get folks, you know, get kooky on you and, you know, call you devil worshiper and all of that stuff?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different beliefs out there, and I really can't concern myself with the people who don't think I'm for real or the people who don't like me. I'm too busy taking care of the people that need my help.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, it's different beliefs, and I know what's right for me based on my own intuition and my own heart.
All right.
That's where you got to go, you know.
Now, would you be able to do some readings if we had some people calling in?
I sure would. I would ask that they ask a specific question just so we don't go all over the place.
Okay.
It'll be fun for everyone. And sure, though, I'd love to.
Okay, well, listeners, if you want to have her, you know, read your tarot cards or ask her some questions, you can call us at
646-929-2037.
And you'll be on the air live. So, or anybody that wants to blog us, please. But we still we probably get a better reading if they called in.
Well,
yeah, it's a little better if they call, but I can answer.
Just got to call us. Hold on 1 second here.
Yeah. But I can do it either way. I talk to people all
over
the country.
You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Lance. I have a question. Are you ready?
We're ready.
I'm doing good. I'm curious about selling my house in Stockton, California. It's been on the market for a while, and it's kind of a depressed area.
Okay, well, let's see what we can see for that just for me. Let's see what's coming up here. Well, it seems to have some new action around it right now, which I like. It still seems to be taking a while,
good.
I'm afraid. But I see a lot. I see you looking at options, different options that you can do. And, you know, things are looking up. I want to say late summer. I've got happiness around this. I like it. I want to say there's a little time delay and there's a little struggle involving just moving away from it and the decision to move away from it. And after that, I've got happiness. I'm thinking right now August, September time frame.
Wow.
It's looking good. But I could
That's
definitely
the best news I've heard in a while.
Year.
Good.
Well, good for you.
Well, thank
All
you,
right.
ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. We have another caller.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Gladys. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, Gladys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. What can I do for you?
I have a question. My question is, I am in the beginning stages of a pretty big creative project, and I want to know, is that going to, A, be successful, and will it be successful not only in the message, but monetarily?
Okay, let's have a look. Just take a nice breath for me. That helps me tune into you. And let's see what's going on. Yeah, right now you're working on this project, but the first message they're giving me for you is conformity and kind of trying to fit with what's expected of you, and that being something of a challenge or something that you're working on right now. I do have really good news, especially around the money. Something that you could have done in the past or could have a connection to the past with it. It does seem to be taking some time to build it. I want to say around 7 months with this, where things really kind of light up for you and go really well. You've got some really nice financial cards here. You've got some of my absolute best financial cards that you can have here. Just taking the time, like figuring out what's going on there, getting in line with the program of it, creating your new ideas out of that. So first, do what's expected of you, and then you're going to be creating it. I've also got something of a love relationship coming up a little bit later on here for you, so that looks nice too. Does that help?
All right, Gladys.
Jesus Christ, I'm every day.
I do not see how you. I do not see how you can lose with this.
Thank you. Bye for another caller now.
Wow. So okay, it was 646-929-2037 to speak to Kim of Mystic Visions Link. You can find her at mysticvisionslink.com. We did have a question that one of our bloggers wants a reading on Dick and I.
Will you say that again? A reading on what?
On Butta and Dick.
Oh, okay. You guys, as your radio show or as your relationship? I'm picking up a real nice vibe between you guys. Play off each other very well. And sometimes what do you call yourself, Butta Pecan? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Butta Pecan.
You like to stick a hot iron in the fire every once in a while just to heat things up there. So that, and you know what, you're following your heart. You know, you have some little struggles now and then, but you're really following your heart, what you like to do. You really enjoy yourselves while you're doing this. It has a nice card of victory around it. And honestly, believe it or not, I've got my card of spirit guidance here. I think the two of you are really being guided to be here and open up these topics to people and just enjoy yourself. I have around finances, I have a little juggling there. Like it's at this point a little bit like something that you're just juggling in with other things, and it has more a heart feeling than a financial feeling. But over time, it's looking really good. Mm-hmm. I've got a little issue around a car or a mode of transportation for one of you here. So I don't know if one of you is working on getting your car fixed or looking at a car or this kind of thing. But overall, you're real strong together and you're really looking good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, does that help? I you guys have a spiritual quality of being together. I think that you're supposed to do this work together.
Yeah, I was having doubts for a second.
See what I mean?
Yeah, it was almost over this week, but
I kept hitting him with the microphone.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you.
Now, has anybody done your tarot card?
Oh yes, I talk to other readers, and I do my own cards. But if I have a lot of you know, emotional connection to a question, it's very hard to be objective. So I will ask another reader that I know that I trust. I think it's really important to pick your reader carefully, and I'm not just saying that because I want to be people's reader. It's, you know, you want to pick somebody that you trust to be objective, to be accurate, and to be honest but kind. Because usually when people are calling, they're, you know, they're in some vulnerability about something, and they need kindness, but they also need to hear the truth.
So you don't suggest someone going to a reader that they really don't know? A complete stranger? Oh, we have another caller. My question can be put on the back burner. Whatever.
Calling you on the air.
Okay.
Hello, this is Lee, and I have a question for Kim.
Okay, well, this is Kim. Hi, Lee.
Hello. I'd like to know, my question is actually twofold. I'd like to know, will I be fruitful and multiply? If so, when?
Okay, we're looking for some babies? Nice. Okay.
One.
One would be good, huh? Well, it seems like you're really deciding you want to do that right now. I think you will. Yes, I've got it down here in the corner as a concern, but it kind of feels like it's time for you to just relax about it. Okay, no, I've got celebration here for you. I think this is going to be fine. Definitely.
Also, before 60, a boy. Wow, yeah. So Rachel's out.
I'm sorry?
So Rachel is out.
There you go. Oh, is it for your daughter, not you, huh?
Oh, no, I thought I was going to have a girl. But okay. Thank you, Kim.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Well, it's always a 50-50 guess, isn't it?
Thanks, guys. Good night.
Wow.
I got a question though.
Okay.
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine is deep. Goes back way back. I got to know. Am I ever gonna make a Godzilla movie?
You're gonna make a what in the movie? I'm sorry. Repeat that.
Am I ever going to make a Godzilla movie?
How bad do you want to make a Godzilla movie?
Oh, it's only the one thing I've ever wanted to do.
Seriously? Okay, and that is
a comic book.
The first question I'm hearing is, what are you doing about that?
I'm working on Godzilla.
You are really creative. You are really creative. And I think that what you need to do is look around and try to make some connections in the film industry, and I'm even hearing in the student film industry that a younger person could be part of this. I mean, if this is what you really want to do, I think you can achieve it. I really think you can. But I think you've got to put some action behind it, and it's something that maybe you feel a little silly about or you feel funny about, but I've got a younger man here who you could be working with and starting to make this happen. So you could do it on a smaller scale, even for starters. You could.
Okay.
But you've got to take it out of the, oh, this is a fabulous idea phase, and put it into some action. And I'm hearing getting in touch with somebody in a film school or somebody who wants to try to create a movie. Mm. I think you could pull it off, and I even think you could make some money at it.
Okay.
How's that?
There you go.
Yeah, that's
what you're looking for?
That was the answer.
Okay.
Very cool. Godzilla, here you come, right?
Godzilla.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to be supportive here.
Yeah.
Stop hitting me.
Make him sound abusive.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
I don't have, you know, any direct questions, but do you have a reading for me?
Okay, well, yeah, let me just kind of see what comes up. Just take a breath for me, okay, because that helps me to connect with you.
Yeah, your breath seems.
Well, I see a guy that you're thinking of. You have a guy in your life?
One?
Yeah. And I also see some, I see some connection there. I have a nice energy of sort of returning to some physical energy, like getting out and walking a little more or doing some little exercises, but they're showing me a kind of my card of strength, which is really nice for you because it feels like you're coming back into yourself and you're doing doing things that make you feel better in your body and in yourself. I've got a great connection with family here for you, too. So it seems that family is important to you. I see you looking at some different options for what you want to do. And do you have a son?
Yes.
Yeah, and I see him doing pretty well, too. He's a pretty active person. He feels like he has a fire energy. What's his birthday?
Oh, March 29th.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yesterday.
He's an Aries, and that is a fire sign. How old is he?
14,
yeah. You know, he's doing pretty well. He knows kind of what he's about, and he seems to be a pretty athletic kid, and I like his energy. Yeah, you know, you're concerned about him, and it's interesting because he kind of has a protective or very concerned attitude about you, toward you. So that's kind of nice. He, you know, he's overcome some stuff already in his young life, and he looks kind of good to go.
Okay.
So I'm kind of happy for you. Are you concerned about him or?
I was.
Yeah, but he seems to be getting better.
Now, too.
Well, the answer for him is to be active in things that are important to him, especially physical activity, like if he likes to play a sport or, you know, keep him in good, healthy, physical kind of stuff.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe martial arts.
Wow. We were just talking about that yesterday.
Huh.
Wow.
What a coincidence.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that. And you know why? Because it's a good sport and it teaches self-discipline.
Yes.
And that's always good for a young kid to learn, especially one that's got that kind of energy.
Well, I just got chills. Didn't you get chills?
Yeah,
the hairs on my arm just stood up.
Well, that's what I'm here for, to make the hairs on your arm stand up.
I guess I got one more question.
Okay.
Am I gonna have any more kids?
Are you gonna have any more kids? You have two, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you got one of each? Like boy, girl?
He has one boy, one girl.
Thank you. Okay, so you wanna know if there's any more. Well, You're going through a lot of struggles as a dad right now, but you're doing a good job, I want to say. You know, it's not easy for you. Having more kids. You know, it's like nice as an idea for you, but I don't know that you really want to get involved in that at this point. I kind of think it's whatever you want. But it more feels like you're pretty invested in the ones that you have. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're getting closer with your daughter. And she's really needing a lot of your attention right now. How old is she? Is she like a tweener?
No.
No. Okay. Is she older or younger?
Yeah.
She needs to be looking up to you, and I. The reason I was asking is because I saw her do this eye roll, like the tweeners do, you know, when you tell them something and they roll their eyes. But she's really listening to you. She's really listening to you. She wants to hear what you have to say, and she wants to hear from you. So don't let whatever, you know, she throws up at you make a difference. Just go on in and talk to her because she's listening. But I don't know. I kind of feel like you have your hands full with the ones you have.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Does she live at a distance, the daughter?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why she's needing more contact with you. So I don't know if you're planning a visit to her or you want to have her come stay with you for a bit or something, but it feels like there's a need for her to have your attention coming up, especially over summertime.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't say that in a bad way. You know, I mean, it's a chance for you to do some good with her.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so how's that? But I don't know about being a daddy again. You don't seem really excited about that. Is that bad to say? I'm sorry.
All right.
I was going to say, you know, I'm always kind, but I'm always as honest as I can be. So I always tell people they shouldn't ask me things if they don't want to know the answer necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
I'm blown away by the things that you said. And I mean, even when you did our reading for the show, there were some things that you said that with the whole car thing and
yeah.
It's just wow.
Yeah, what's going on with your car? my husband's a mechanic. He could help you.
I don't need
send me a little email, possibly.
Don't need a mechanic.
No.
No.
Is legalities.
Okay.
But it did have to do with the car.
It did
that
have to do with the car.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say on this. This is amazing.
Wow. I've never had my cards read.
Okay.
So, I mean, okay.
Once again, I've got to tell you that you have to get the right person to do it. You know, whether that's me or someone else, it needs to be somebody that you know will be positive and that will help you to work through whatever it is that you're working on.
Yeah.
Because you want only to let in positive stuff into your consciousness and helpful things. Okay. So if you're excuse me, you were going to ask me earlier about calling a reader, and I would say, you know, somebody that you've heard like me, or someone that maybe a friend has been to see, but not necessarily when you're walking down the sidewalk and you see the hand in the window.
Right, you know, when you're driving down, you know, we're at Point Loma and you see the sign that palm reads, or, you know, and we can do your tarot cards. I mean, you know, I was wondering, should you...
Some people just want your money. That's the only thing I'm going to say about that. You know, and you've got to be careful that you need to feel in your own intuition that the person has your best interest at heart.
Where are you set up at? If I wanted to come and see you.
I've got an office in Claremont here in San Diego. Also, just talk to people on the phone. I have clients I've known for years that I've never even met.
Wow.
So I talked to somebody in Florida a little earlier this evening that I've known for, probably 15 years. And I've never met her.
She calls me
whenever she needs to talk.
Interesting.
So it's a fun way to make a living, and it helps people, I believe, and I like it.
Okay, so if we wanted to, come check you out, where would we go?
To my office is in Claremont on Claremont Drive. Should I give the address or?
Sure.
Go to my website or my business number. Should I give that out or?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is 619-847 1559. My office is at 3660 Claremont Drive in Claremont, and that's all on my website. And I do work by appointment.
Okay.
So I don't sit in my parlor and wait. I'm
I may be calling you to make an appointment.
Okay, well, I'd be delighted to talk to you.
Wow. I want to hear more.
And you just work on conserving your energy and taking good care of yourself.
I will do that.
Okay.
Oh, one of my bloggers wants to know how much per session to give.
Well, it's $50 for a half an hour. But pretty much I can look at the person's life, their work, their relationships, you know, family, what's going on with other people as it pertains to them, and ask and answer their questions pretty much in a half an hour usually. I do little mini readings for $25 over the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to be calling. How about you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd be delighted to come back on the show again maybe next month. We'll work if you guys want to.
Yeah, we.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Love to have you.
Because I had a fun time.
Yes, we had a fun time, too.
Zig's still tripping on his.
You should share it with the audience and me, too. Or is it private?
No, it was just that you're like spot on.
You are.
I mean, on stuff that you shouldn't know anything about.
Right. I had during your reading with him, I was asking him, did you tell her that?
Oh,
did you mention that to her?
No, we had a brief conversation last week in which we agreed to talk tonight.
Wow. I'm caught by the hairs on my arm.
One of our bloggers wants to know, do you do couple sessions or group sessions, or is it only one person at a time?
I do. I'll have people come in. I'll come to people's parties or homes and do, you know, if it's local, and do readings for everyone.
We'll have a party. Woo!
Yeah, I do a lot of party entertainment. I do corporate party entertainment. Last weekend I did a little bridal shower for a bunch of gals, and that was fun.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. So, and I also want to throw out there that I also do hypnosis, which can be really helpful.
Really?
That would be another program to get
and
into.
And does that work? Do you have a history of success there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I help people with get over their blocks to what's keeping them from doing. In other words, I could help Dip get over his block to making a Godzilla movie.
Okay. And there you go.
All right.
And habit control, all the usual stuff. Yeah, it's excellent. We could talk about that another time if you like.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you for coming on the
thank
show.
Thank you. You've enlightened us.
It was certainly my pleasure, and I'll come back again sometime.
All right.
Oh, definitely.
We look forward to having you.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, my pleasure, and thank you for having me, and you guys have a great evening.
You too.
You
thank you. Good night.
Okay. Good night. All right.
Are
you still tripping up?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
that's all you can say on that. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I know it's
radio. Over the phone.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be speechless on the radio.
I know, but she was saying something. That's why did you tell her that?
Yeah, I ain't telling her nothing.
Wow.
Zero, this, not a this. Yeah, come on the show.
Okay, I'm calling you up. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the hairs on my arm were standing up. And my son and I just drove past the martial arts place yesterday, and I had mentioned to him, you should do this. Just yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. Right. And the whole car thing.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah, man.
Yeesh.
Well, while I'm doing that and giving shout out, I want to give a shout out to Erykah Badu.
Well, what'd you do?
Erykah Badu. I've always loved Erykah
Badu.
Yeah,
I like Erykah Badu also. What'd you do?
Well, she has her new video coming out. She got a new album, America, The Return of the Unk. And for her first single, The Window Seat, she did a video live on the strip that JFK got assassinated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was walking down the street and getting naked while doing her video. And she actually got totally naked.
On her video?
Yeah.
They showed it on the video.
Well, she did this live broad daylight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was she trying to make a point? What was the name of that song again?
The name of the song is Window Seat off of her new album, New America Part 2, Return of the Unk.
Yeah. I'm going to have to.
Yeah, I'm like, because you know, remember, I always talked about running down the street naked.
Yeah, she wants to run down the street naked.
I have no problem with it.
Naked.
But apparently, Erykah Badu beat me to it. She's like, fuck it. I'm putting it out there.
This
is what it is.
How old is she now?
I don't know. But she's obviously...
When's her new album out?
Her new album should be hitting the stores any day now.
Today?
Well, her single is out.
Today?
The single came out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to anticipate that the album will be out too. The single is number 28 on the charts right now.
I didn't realize she's fine.
Yeah. Well, no, I've always been a big Erykah Badu fan.
Okay.
You know, I mean, because she is on the other side. She's not commercial. She's whatever. Like, I'm going to sing this song and if you like it or you don't.
Right,
don't
yeah.
I've always admired that.
What's that one song she sang? Yeah. Where something about her hair and shoes.
Bag Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Yeah, it's a good song, though.
I do want to acknowledge haters, though.
We
got to go haters.
Haters.
Yeah. The female suicide bombers.
What?
You know, the suicide bombers in the Moscow subway attack.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Female suicide bombers, they're Chechen rebels, and they blew up the subway down over in Russia. And I'm like,
why?
Yeah, well, you know, these people
take out other people.
Take out other people who got nothing to do with it.
Private.
No, I'm saying if you go attack somebody, attack the real people. Don't blow up the Russian embassy. Don't blow up the subway people. They're poor people like you. They haven't done shit. They have no control over nothing.
Love.
Yeah.
For love. Are we still doing the love movement?
Yeah, we should be. I mean, because look, first we had the black dude with the bomb.
Bombing
in
his underwear.
Yeah. You got a bomb by your nuts. You got no love.
Right.
I'm sorry. Anything
no
by your nuts that's not.
Why would you want to blow up your nuts?
Right.
Because if you survive that, you ain't got no nuts.
Right. I mean, are you a unique without
no
balls? I mean, who wants to be bald? I don't want to be bald. I like my balls.
I'm
just saying.
That almost came out of my mouth. I'm not going to touch that one.
Yeah. And on that note, wow. It's been an amazing show.
Yes, it has. We want to thank everybody for calling in, tuning in, and stay tuned. We've got more guests. Check out our calendar, the icon on our homepage, and you can check out our upcoming events. Or text the word smooth drama to 41411. So we want to thank you for tuning in, and until next time.
I'm Dick Hugger. Butter pecan.
Four butter pecans?
Four butter pecans.
Four butter pecans. Have a good evening. Thank you and good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.